Security forces killed 30 Indian proxy terrorists, foiling an infiltration attempt through the Pakistan-Afghanistan border in the North Waziristan district of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, the media wing of the military said in a statement on Friday. The statement, issued by the Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR, said that a large quantity of weapons, ammunition and explosives was also recovered from the dead Indian-sponsored Kharij, a term used for the outlawed Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP. Own troops effectively engaged and thwarted Indian-sponsored Kharij's attempt to infiltrate. As a result of precise and skillful engagement, all 30 Indian-sponsored Kharij were sent to hell. A large quantity of weapons, ammunition and explosives was also recovered, read the statement. The security forces demonstrated exceptional professionalism, vigilance and preparedness, and prevented a potential catastrophe, it said. The interim Afghan government also needs to check and prevent the use of Afghan soil by foreign proxies for orchestrating terrorist activities against Pakistan. According to the ISPR statement, the security forces of Pakistan remained resolute and unwavering in their commitment to defend the nation's frontiers and to eradicate the menace of Indian-sponsored terrorism from the country. Those killed during the successful operation in the general area of Hasan Kel in North Waziristan district included Commander Najib alias Paraki and Azhar, a key commander of the banned TTP. Azhar was the head of the Tashkil group and a high-value target of the security agencies. President Asif Zardari and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif paid tribute to the security forces for eliminating 30 Indian-backed Kharij terrorists and foiling their attempt to infiltrate through the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. In their separate statements, they commended the bravery of the security forces for carrying out the successful intelligence-based operations. It is commendable that Pakistan security forces are successfully conducting operations to eliminate Indian-backed terrorists, said the president. Security forces operations will continue until the complete elimination of terrorists, President Zardari added. He reaffirmed the nation's unwavering resolve to eliminate terrorist elements and defend the nation. Prime Minister Shehbaz, who is currently on a two-day visit to Azerbaijan, said that Pakistan's courageous security forces served as an unyielding shield to protect the nation. The entire nation salutes the security forces. We are determined to eliminate all forms of terrorism from the country. With input from APP.